Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Tales and story of IPOB have been on the lips of Southeasterners for a while now. From regular sit at home that has crippled commercial activities in some southeastern states, the wanton killings and loss of lives and properties have been alarming in the east. Some as a result of IPOB and others as a result of the unknown gunmen. Just recently, a faction of IPOB led by Simon Ekpa declared 5 days sit at home for the people of the East, although IPOB has denied its involvement in that. In some states, violence and killings occurred due to this. Similarly, a Boyne State resident ran for their lives on Monday when gunmen suspected to be members of the Indigenous People of Biafra IPOB invaded Abakaliki, capital of the state. Is IPOB reigning supreme in southeastern Nigeria? What exactly is happening in the east? Well, I took a tour around the southeastern states through the eyes of our correspondents in the east, and they tell us what exactly is happening. Let's listen to them.
Mr. Nabobobona calling from Delhi Trust, Abakaliki here. Obviously, what happened this morning was unthinkable, because this is the first time that the unsuspected members of indigenous people of Biafra stormed the state. Mm-hmm. Although it was a fake news, what exactly happened according to the state government was that some hoodlums invaded a market along the Abakaliki-Enugu Highway. The market is popularly known as Ahioforo, where they attacked a provision shop there. And at that very moment, people mistook what happened there, and the news spread around the state and caused panic and pandemonium. So that was exactly what happened this morning.
Okay, so what's the situation of things there at the moment?
Yes, at the moment, now the situation is calm. Business, although that business, many shops are still closed, banks closed at that very moment. Most of them has not opened. Even police station also are still closed at this very moment. And even the international market, as I learned earlier, was also open in the morning. But at this very moment, the market is still closed. But this government has assured that things is still under control, and that they will go on with the state government activities at earlier schedule.
All right. So what you're telling us that people thought it was IPOB because they issued a 5-day sit at home, but it wasn't. Now let's talk about the 5-day sit at home. Has it in any way affected Ebonyi?
No, it hasn't. Since the issue of sit at home was introduced in Ebonyi, it was effective within the first early stage, but at the time the thing continued, the people of the Ebonyi state obviously boycotted the sit at home order. And since then, the thing has not been taking effect in the activities of the state and even in their business activities also. You can only travel within the Ebonyi, but you cannot travel outside Ebonyi state.
Okay, so would you say that IPOB is reigning supreme in Ebonyi state at the moment? It's part of the eastern states.
Obviously, they are not. Why? Because here in Ebonyi state, the state government obviously is doing very, very well in order to ensure that the activities of IPOB is brought to book, and the police is also doing their very best.
I am Taiti Seleweke, the Daily Trust correspondent in Anambra State. Well, in Anambra State, I think it's a peculiar situation. Since the governor came in, the president wanted to allude that there was an onslaught on every activity. So they are able to get some people surrender. So most of the people who operate in Anambra come from neighboring states. So as I'm talking to you now, I am in Oka. I left my house. I'm on the street now. Even this one, I've gone to an ex office to which is a service. So the Anambra Oka is better in terms of activities. The activities are going on.
Okay.
Doing not in a true swing. Mm. But when you go to play like Ihiala, over that side, that is bothering Imo State. There are always issues there.
Okay.
So even the ordinary seat at home now is running down in Anambra State. So shops are open now. For a very long time, since this governor called, they have not been obeyed.
And is it at home?
But the market has not as sure that, but activity life is normal in Oka now, what I'm saying.
Except but other local governments are still experiencing skeletal services.
NHI is in full grade, NHI is activity grade, so vehicles are passing around, going and places.
Okay.
Or maybe you go to places like Ivia Lasside, Omujo, this bothering him, so this time bothering him, so there are pockets of violence.
Mm, okay.
There are people who streak out from one place and attack and go back.
Okay. Would you say IPOB is reigning supreme in Anambra State currently at the moment and even prior to all of this?
You can't say they are reigning supreme.
Okay.
Because they can't be supreme since there are government on ground.
Okay.
So, like I told you, when the governor came on ground, he discovered, he made up with some of the leaders of these people, and they attacked them frontally.
Okay.
So, some of them were dislodged.
Mm.
So, there is only some vestiges of interest, some vestiges. One or two people who came from other places that conquered for that. Today, I think Soludo is in control of the Anambra State.
My name is Linus Effiong. I'm the state correspondent of Daily Trust in Abia State. So, the situation in Abia is almost the same as it were many years ago. The sit at home declared this time around does not have any significant effect on the people, because the 5 days were declared normal activity. Things have been working normally in Abia between Umuahia, because we have three major cities in Abia.
Hmm.
We have Umuahia, Aba, and Ohafia. Those three cities have been going about commercial activities. Schools have been on, banks on. Commercial activities have been going on regularly. And if you also look at this, all the incidents of killings, bombing, destruction of public properties have not really happened in Abia.
Okay. So
it has been within Imo State and other state of the Southeast.
Okay. So currently, the previous sit at home they've been put in before this one, have people of Abia obeyed it? Has IPOB had any grip on the people of Abia?
Before now, initially, when the sit at home started newly, it was when they were killing soldiers, destruction of police van.
Mm.
That was when there was people in Aba were somehow scared. So immediately, IPOB came up with a press statement that they should ignore. No, it or Anezi also condemned it. A lot of prominent Igbo social political groups condemned the sit at home this time, and so activities has been normal. But currently, school students are going returning back from school.
Okay.
Banks are open. Okay. Keke is on the road.
Okay.
Yes.
So at this point, would you say that IPOB and their activities and their laws that they are putting in place, would you say IPOB is reigning supreme in Abia as part of the Eastern States?
No.
My name is Jude Agogo Owamanam, Daily Trust correspondent in Imo State. You know, despite the regular Monday sit at home, which people have gotten used to and people are trying to defy one way or the other, the recent sit at home issued by Simon Ekpa created tension. That was the one that led to killings on Friday and Saturday. But the usual sit at home on Mondays, people are getting tired of it. People are gradually going out to do their normal duties. You get it more in the outskirts of Owerri, where the gunmen operate more.
Okay, so it was said that the Simon Ekpa section recently declared a 5 day sit at home. Is that working?
Yes. No, Simon Ekpa declared 5 days on the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 14th.
Okay.
And that was what led to the killing we had in around Southeast Friday and Saturday.
So you're saying that that sit at home affected, like, people actually obeyed and it affected people's activities?
Throughout the whole of Southeast, it actually affected people's activities. There were killings, no fewer than 10 people were killed between in Enugu, Imo, and Anambra.
Mm.
And even two expatriates were abducted.
Mm.
I learned that they've been released this afternoon.
So currently, what is activities like in Owerri and in out? Do you have any idea what activities is like in the outskirts of Owerri as well?
In the outskirts of Owerri, people obey the sit-at-home order because these hoodlums operate more in the outskirts.
Okay. So is people are obeying is it just the Monday regular sit-at-home, or they are obeying the general one that was being given by Simon Ekpa?
They are obeying the regular Monday sit-at-home. But this one that Simon Ekpa issued last week further put fears into the minds of people.
So as a reporter in Imo now, would you say that IPOB and their cohorts and Simon Ekpa and all the branches of IPOB are reigning supreme in Imo State?
Well, we can't say they are reigning supreme. Mm. What is happening is that they are just putting fear in the minds of the people.
Yeah, but they are crippling activities.
Of course they are. I know the most worrisome is that INEC began distribution of voters card today.
Mm.
So how far this can go, we don't know yet. But no local government office is open today. At least I'm sure of three local government offices. I called their numbers and They told me that they didn't go to work. Well, they appear to be raining less, but the both the police and the state government are trying to rein them in too.
Those were our reporters across the southeast telling us what exactly is happening in the east. What does the activities of IPOB mean for southeastern Nigeria? After the break, we would find out. Do stay. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're asking if IPOB is reigning supreme in southeastern Nigeria. Before we went on break, we had a chat with our reporters in the east who told us what exactly is happening there and the level of IPOB activities in southeastern Nigeria. From our conversation, the activities of IPOB have at some point or another affected the economic activities and day-to-day lives of the people. What does this mean? I put this question and more to a security analyst.
My name's Comrade Salihu Dantate Mahmood, Director of Security, Salute Nigeria Initiative. We have always described IPOB as disgruntled elements who are enemies of the state. Because for any citizen in any part of the world, the moment you take arms against the peace and security of your country, you have become an insurgent. Therefore, the activities are unpatriotic and disservice to the nation because they are destroying the economy of that southeastern state. Mm. They are also incapacitating people. Where there are some people that are not under payroll of the government, it is on daily outing that they go and they bring this policy of sit at home, where a lot of revenue are being lost by the various southeastern state governments. Therefore, what they are doing, is not detrimental to them alone. It's detrimental to their kith and kin, their brothers and their lineage, and especially the tribe they come from.
Now, based on news that we've been hearing, now we spoke to some of our reporters in different parts of the east, in Ebonyi, in Abia, in Imo. So as a security analyst, based on what you're seeing, do you think these people are beginning to reign supreme in their activities in the southeast?
Well, if you see the southeastern states like you mentioned, I think the attitude and the benevolence of some of the governors is making IPOB not succeed and strive.
Okay.
But as for that of Imo, even with the experience of the governor who was once a senator and now a governor, I think he's not living up to expectation because in the constitution, every governor is chief security officer of state, even though they don't have direct authority to give orders to the CPs, commanding officers, and other heads of other security agencies. But they have what you call collaboration and complementary role they play. Even if you cannot call them or take some action, there is a way you can meet the president, who is president and commander-in-chief, and again, on your own as the governor, meet the Inspector General of Police, meet the Chief of Army Staff, Naval Air, to see that you want more reinforcement to Imo State.
Like you said now, the governors have a role to play. How about the citizens? Do you think the people also play a role in making this thing happen?
Yes, of course, citizens also have a role. You know, sometimes we have lost bravery, we have lost being courageous. Like in Niger, you are very much aware in a particular local government where the bandits that were to invade were repelled by the activities of the local vigilantes and the effort of the community inhabitants. So I think the citizens and indigenous of Imo can also borrow from indigenous of most of these towns in Abia, where alongside their local vigilantes and the able-bodied youth, they can also summon the courage. What is the number of the IPOB and how many people can they shoot? So they should not just sit down and let it be on the governor alone. You see, if you look at the numbers of officers and personnel compared to the numbers of Nigerian citizens, you can see they are not anywhere close to us.
Okay.
So the issue is, in democracy, sometimes you have to follow norms. If the security agencies also act outside their rules of engagement, people will start talking about extrajudicial killing. Mm. So I think they are going strictly by their rules of engagement, where they need to do what is right in accordance with democratic provisions.
All right.
Be it as it may, I think the Inspector General of Police, the National Security Advisor, the Chief of Army, Naval Air, Controller General of Service Agencies, DSSDG, should increase the number of enforcement to Imo State and some southeastern state to overnumber the dissidents called IPOB.
That was Salihu Dantate Mahmood, a security analyst, speaking. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to making this program successful. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadeja. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.